Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And, you know, I've done this job for quite some time. It's an exciting job. I love our students and everything, but I'm going to make a career change.
Yeah.
I'm kind of being sick of being stuck on the ground. I want to soar into the wild blue yonder. I'm thinking about becoming a pilot.
A pilot, huh?
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty dangerous, Tom.
Well, could be, maybe not, maybe it is, I don't know. I guess they say that you're safer in an airplane than you are on a motorcycle.
True.
At least statistically.
Yeah, it's true.
Or in a bus or whatever, or a car. But in any case, lots of people, of course, have dreams of becoming pilots. And, of course, you know that, of course, I'm joking, because if you want to be a pilot, I think you have to make this decision fairly early in your life, because pilots undergo hours and hours of training, and you've got to have really good eyesight and other physical qualities. You got to have a good temperament and stuff like that. And I know that I have pretty bad vision. And I think when I was thinking about becoming a pilot way back in high school, I gave up that idea rather quickly when somebody said, Tom, you can't be a pilot with the eyesight that you have.
Yeah, you have to have perfect vision to be a pilot. At least if you go through the Army and that's the way you make that career.
Mm.
I think you can probably train to be a private pilot after you're an adult. But yeah, my dad wanted to be a pilot too, and he doesn't have perfect vision. You also have to be the right height. You might be too tall, Tom, because you're really tall.
I guess so.
I think you have to be.
Yeah, but Peter Graves is like 6 feet four, and he was a pilot.
He was an actor, Tom.
Oh, well, I guess he played a pilot.
He was an actor.
In Airplane, the movie.
Oh.
But, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, geez, he's way the heck up there.
He's over 70.
And he was the co-pilot.
Again, an actor.
In the movie, though. I guess they probably couldn't be pilots in real life because they're too tall. But in any case here, some of our listeners may be young men and women out there who have the dream of becoming pilots. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. How to make your pilot dreams come true. So let's get to it in our career unit. Let's read the entire contents right now. Pilots can see the world in ways few others can. Whether they're surfing a sea of clouds far above the earth, gazing down on majestic mountain ranges, or simply cutting through the clear skies above the countryside, pilots are seldom far from a breathtaking view. This is one of the reasons so many people dream of becoming a pilot, but how can they make their dreams come true? Before you get into a pilot's seat, you'll need to have the right kind of personal qualities and skills. Being a pilot requires good eyesight, excellent hand-eye coordination, and the ability to remain calm and focused under pressure. For example, a pilot might need to land their plane safely in emergencies, such as bad weather or when the plane has mechanical problems. Pilots should also be great communicators, as they need to make sure the cabin crew knows exactly what to do in an emergency. However, having these attributes is just the beginning. In order to become a pilot, you'll have to attend flight school and undergo months of demanding training. This will include hours in flight simulators and in the air, as well as ground school training. You'll need additional training and experience to qualify for a commercial airline. Most airlines require pilots to have a minimum of 3,000 hours of flight experience, including 1,000 hours as a pilot in command. If you think this sounds like a long and difficult process, you're right. Pilots hold the lives of hundreds of people in their hands, so extensive training and experience is necessary. For people who dream of taking to the skies and traveling across the world, however, it's all worth it. If you really dream of flying, there's no better job in the world, so pursue your dreams no matter how high you need to reach.
Okay, guys, we're talking about a possible career for some folks out there. Becoming a pilot and making your pilot dreams come true. I think it would be fun to be able to fly either a plane or a helicopter and just take off when you want to. You'd have to own, of course, the helicopter or the plane.
Mm.
But, yeah, it sounds kind of fun. But It's a little dangerous for me. I just think, I wouldn't want to fly all the time. So let's take a look at this. Pilots can see the world in ways few others can. You get a different view when you're up there. I've flown in a small plane once, and it scared me to death because we had some technical problems.
Okay.
And I could tell my dad and the pilot were trying not to let me hear that there were problems. It was raining or snowing, and, you know, it was scary. We had to have emergency landing. But it is kind of cool to be up there high and to look down. You see the world from a different viewpoint.
Sure, absolutely. So I guess according to this article, this is one of the motivations that people might have for becoming a pilot. They've got great views from the plane, whether they're surfing a sea of clouds far above the earth, gazing down on majestic mountain ranges, or simply cutting through the clear skies above the countryside, pilots are seldom far from a breathtaking view. This is quite a long sentence here. Mm-hmm. We've got the weather pattern, whether it's this or this or this. Well, then we can say this, okay? So oftentimes we use this kind of as a way to introduce a topic. So we're mentioning all sorts of things that pilots can experience. Mm-hmm. They can be surfing a sea of clouds far above the earth. Now, if you go surfing, usually that means you go down to the ocean and you take a surfboard, which is a piece of wood or fiberglass or whatever they make them from, and you stand on it, and then the wave in the ocean kind of moves you toward the shore. You can go surfing. You can also be surfing the internet if you're going to different websites and things like that, checking out different kinds of information. But if you're on top of something and kind of moving over something like, in this case, clouds or waves or whatever, we're describing that as surfing.
Right. You're gazing down on majestic mountain ranges. When you have lots of mountains that are connected together, that's called a mountain range. So we've got different mountain ranges, and we're describing them as being majestic, which is a word we use to describe royalty. The word we use when we talk to a king or a queen is your majesty, right? So majestic comes from that noun, majesty. It's really kind of wonderful. Gaze is a long way of looking at something. You're just kind of looking and not really looking away too much or concentrating or staring or focusing on one thing. Or maybe you're simply cutting through the clear skies above the countryside. To cut through, sometimes I use this when I'm in a car and you want to cut through traffic, you know, you're going in and out. Here we're cutting through the clear skies above the countryside. Pilots are really lucky because they're seldom far from a breathtaking view. That word breathtaking is exactly what it is. It's like you're looking at something that's so amazing, you forget to breathe. Takes your breath away.
It's breathtaking indeed. So I guess, as I said before, this is probably one of the reasons why a lot of people want to be pilots, because they get to have all these wonderful views, surfing clouds, gazing on these mountain ranges, and cutting through the clear skies with nothing but blue sky above, maybe seeing lightning storms below or things like that.
Cool.
You might see all sorts of wonderful things. Maybe you'll even get a chance to see some UFOs flying alongside your plane. And this is one of the reasons so many people dream of becoming a pilot, but how can they make their dreams come true? So, yes, there are probably lots of other reasons why people want to be pilots as well. You get to travel around the world, you get a nice salary and stuff like that. And so these are some reasons, but it's a dream. And, of course, lots of people probably would like to have that dream fulfilled. So how can you make that dream come true? How do you become a pilot? Well, before you get into a pilot's seat, you'll need to have the right kinds of personal qualities and skills. So this is one way of figuring out who gets to be a pilot and who doesn't.
Yeah.
You need to have some kinds of personal qualities in your personality or something like that, and also some skills that some people have and other people don't. So being a pilot requires good eyesight, excellent hand-eye coordination, and the ability to remain calm and focused under pressure. So here we've got something that is required. That's a verb here. To require means that you need this thing for a particular purpose, okay? So if you want to be a pilot, you have to have these things. It requires good eyesight, which I don't have. The ability to see things clearly, to have 20/20 vision, good depth perception, no eye problems of any sort. My eyes are slightly crooked, you know, so I could never become a pilot. So I gave that up quite early.
Yeah. Now, if you just substitute vision, like Tom just used 20/20 vision, those are numbers we use in the States to describe perfect vision. We don't use those here in Taiwan, I've noticed. I've had my eyes checked and you've got the, you know, the three that goes to the side and up and down. We've got 20/20 if your vision's perfect. Excellent hand-eye coordination is when your eyes and your movements, especially your hands, maybe you're a baseball player, if you have very good hand-eye coordination, just as that ball gets to you, you hit it just at the right time. My brother has really good hand-eye coordination, and he's very good with golf. So that's the ability to have your eyes and your hands work together really well. Coordination. The ability to remain calm and focused under pressure. Remember that pilot Scully? It was turned into a movie last year. It was a pilot who was flying close to Manhattan. He was over the Hudson River, and a bird, I think, flew into the engine, and he had to land on the water very quickly or people would die. If you can remain calm when things like that happen, maybe an engine suddenly goes out and you're stuck with flying the plane with one engine, you want someone who's cool.
That's right. You got to be calm and focused. If you're under pressure, you cannot panic. You cannot go, I could never do this. I should never have thought I could land this plane. I'm getting out of here.
Start
Help!
Crying, yeah.
Exactly, and you start sweating and stuff like that. No, you have to be calm under pressure. And let's give you an example here. It says, for example, a pilot might need to land the plane safely in emergencies, such as bad weather, you know, a thunderstorm, an earthquake. Well, an earthquake wouldn't affect how a plane flies, but maybe it would be a typhoon or something, or a tornado or something. These are bad weather conditions. Or when the plane has mechanical problems, as you mentioned, one engine may go out. You might have a bird strike or something. Maybe the flaps don't work. The vertical stabilizer has fallen off, like what happened to Japan Air 123, I think, way back in 1985. The vertical stabilizer blew off because of a tail strike years before, but that's another problem we can talk about some other time. But, you know, I think this is a good time to take a break here and, you know, assess this accurately with our Chinese teacher. So let's listen to see what our teacher has to tell us now about becoming a pilot.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 在第一个空格句子的前面呢，提到了，那么在当做一个飞行员，他可以看到很多很棒的美景。我们直接看到后半句提到 ,pilots are seldom far from a breathtaking view. 也就是对飞行员来说，他们对美景是一点也不陌生的。承接这样子的文意呢，第一题我们可以选择C 选项 ,C 选项里面提到 ,This is one of the reasons so many people dream of becoming a pilot, but how can they make their dreams come true? 前面的句子提到呢，这就是其中一个原因，有这么多的人想要梦想成为飞行员，那么就可以解释因为他们想要看到这些美景。而后半句提到 How can they make their dreams come true? 要怎么样才可以让自己的梦想成真呢？我们要注意到在文章的结构里面，有时候每一段的最后一句就有可能是下一段所要阐述的主旨。如果看到下一段的一刚开始就提到飞行员要受很多的训练，这就是让他们梦想成真的一个途径之一。所以第一题的标准答案就选择 C 选项。第二段的第一句提到 Before you get into a pilot seat, you'll need to have the right kinds of personal qualities and skills. 在这里提到呢，当你呢要坐上飞行员的驾驶座之前，你必须要有适合的personal qualities and skills, 也就是个人特质跟技能。搭配这样子的语义呢，第二题我们可以选择 D 选项。Sentence D 里面提到 Being a pilot requires good eyesight, excellent hand-eye coordination, and the ability to remain calm and focused under pressure.前面既然提到要有一些独特的个人特质跟技能，后面当然就要说明这些特质跟技能是什么。首先在 sentence D 里面提到 good eyesight, 视力要好， excellent hand-eye coordination,很好的手眼协调。那么有什么个人特质呢？就是 the ability to remain calm and focused. 在很大的压力之下，你要能够保持冷静而且专注。所以第二题就选择 sentence D 来回应前面的 personal qualities and skills.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back, guys. We're talking about making your pilot dreams come true. People who are interested in a career as a pilot will really want to focus in on what we're talking about. So when we last left you, we were talking about the requirements for becoming a pilot. You know, if you want to be a doctor, they've got different requirements. A pilot, you have to have good vision. You have to have really good eye-hand coordination or hand-eye coordination. You can do those in either order.And you have to be someone who's calm when there's a lot of stress and pressure around you. For example, a pilot might need to land the plane safely in emergencies, like when there's bad weather, or maybe the plane suddenly loses an engine or has other mechanical problems. Mechanical is the adjective form for the word machine. So it's related to some part of a machine that's not working correctly.Pilots should also be great communicators. The ability to communicate is when you can share information with people so that they understand clearly what you're saying and they walk away with the right impression. We used to call Ronald Reagan, one of the U.S. presidents, the great communicator because he was able to talk very clearly to the people there in America.If you can't communicate, there's going to be a problem if there is an emergency and you can't really let the stewardesses, we call them the flight attendants now, let them know what they need to do and keep everybody calm. They have to keep communicating with the tower, those people that are at airports telling planes what they need to do. That's pretty important. So they need to be able to talk very clearly and well with the cabin crew. Crew is a group of people who work together, either on a ship. There's a ship's crew, right? Don't put an S on it. It's like staff. Don't put an S on staff. On a ship or a plane, those are the cabin crews.
And indeed, cabin is referring to the part of the plane where the passengers sit. So this would be the flight attendants taking care of the passengers. And so they're going to need to know what to do in case of an emergency. So therefore, the pilot needs to be a great communicator to tell them what to do, how to keep everybody calm and stuff like that. So they'll all know what to do in case of an emergency, if they need to turn around and head back, or if they're having engine trouble and stuff like that. The pilot needs to tell everybody what they need to do. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, however, having these attributes is just the beginning. So, yes, you need to...determine whether you have these personality traits. This is what you need to do at the beginning. Do you have good eyesight, good hand-eye coordination? Can you stay calm when you're under pressure? And can you communicate well with other people? And once you have determined that you're good at those things, then the real training begins. Mm. And what I just described there are various attributes or characteristics that a person might have. Again, good eyesight.Hand-eye coordination, being a good communicator, these are all examples of good attributes.
Yeah, it sure are. So you've got these attributes, but that isn't it. Those are just the basic qualifications, I would say. In order to become a pilot, you've got to attend flight school. You've got to put in a lot of hours. So you have a flight school where you can pretend to be flying a plane. What are those called? Those are flight simulators.
Yep.
And undergo months of demanding training. Undergo is a verb we use to describe different things, like you're going to undergo an operation or you're going to undergo training. So you're being put through this process, you're experiencing something. So they've got to go through lots and lots of demanding training. If something's demanding, it asks a lot of you. It's not easy. It's tough. It's hard because they want to make sure that you are really prepared before people's lives are put into your hands.
Exactly. So as you said, this will include hours in flight simulators. To simulate means to kind of copy something to make it like the real thing. Then you'll also have to be in the air, and you'll also have ground school training when you're actually on the ground and what to do in case of emergencies. You'll be introduced to all the different kinds of airplanes and machines and controls and all that kind of stuff. You'll need additional training and experience to qualify for a commercial airline. So, yes, you're going to have a bunch of training, and then if you want to fly for a commercial airline, an airline that is designed to carry passengers and make money, like China Air, Eva Air, United, Delta, etc., those are all examples of commercial airlines. And to qualify means that you can be accepted. You've done all the training, you have all the attributes and skills, therefore, you qualify to be a pilot for these airlines.
Yeah, it's really difficult to get all of those hours. But in the U.S., for example, most of our commercial pilots were in the military earlier. They flew for the Air Force. It's almost impossible to get that many hours on your own. So most airline pilots, they've got a lot of experience. A minimum, that's the lowest number that they can have. Most of them have many more hours than just 3,000 hours of flight experience. And they need 1,000 hours as a pilot in command. Which is something I don't know about. Tom, do you know what a pilot in command is?
I guess that just means that you're in charge. They have different pilots who may be the co-pilot or something, but if you're actually in command, you're in charge, and it's all your responsibility, then you need to do that for at least 1,000 hours.
See, I just thought we called those guys captains, and then the co-pilot and the captain. Yeah.
Yeah, but
this might be a British phrase, too.
Could be. We're not quite sure. Our writer here is British, indeed. Yep. But yes, pilot in command, just being the captain, being in charge, the head honcho, the number
boss.
One guy, the boss.
The big dog.
The big cheese, etc. Yeah. Just being the person who calls the shots on the plane. Okay, so here we go. If you think this sounds like a long and difficult process, you're right. Mm-hmm. So you might get discouraged if you hear about all this kind of stuff, but just take it one day at a time. There's going to be lots of competition, I'm sure, and because there are probably more people who want to be pilots than there are positions, it's probably going to be very competitive, and there'll probably be a lot of backstabbing and things like that going on, people trying to spread rumors about you. So I imagine the training process is going to be quite tough.
Yeah, I would assume so. Now, if you think this sounds like it's going to be hard, you're right. Going to be really hard. They also test you to see if you're a little bit crazy. Remember, we had a pilot who flew off the Malaysia airline flight that they never found the plane. He had some issues, but they didn't really discover them until it was too late. So they're going to try and see if you're sane or if you're crazy. They're going to try to discover that too. Pilots hold the lives of hundreds of people in their hands. They really do. So extensive training and experience is necessary. When you talk about extensive, it means wide. It means a lot. Maybe you're covering a lot of ground or area. Maybe you've had a lot of extensive training in some sort of sport. Maybe you're a good karate guy. You've taken karate for 10 years. You've had extensive experience, extensive training. Usually, if you've had any sort of extensive training, you're pretty good by the time someone says, oh, they've been training forever.
Right. So, yes, being large in amount or scale, that's extensive. So lots and lots of training. And, of course, you got to have lots and lots of experience. All those things are necessary. And for people who dream of taking to the skies and traveling across the world, however, it's all worth it. So you might have a dream of taking to the skies. That's a phrase that means just taking off and going up into the wild blue yonder in an airplane, a helicopter, or whatever. Maybe you could do that in a hot air balloon. Who knows? And it's all worth it, though. All that training will be worth it in the end. And if you really dream of flying, there's no better job in the world. So pursue your dreams no matter how high you need to reach. So yes, indeed, if you dream of flying, if you think flying is what you'd really like to do, then this is the best job for you. I don't really dream of flying myself, so therefore this is not the best dream for me.
Uh-huh.
So I should not be a pilot, and that's good because I would probably end up killing thousands of people in various crashes. So you don't want me to be piloting your plane, but other people might have this dream. So pursue your dream no matter how high you need to reach. Just do it.
You know, I wanted just to mention the pilot in command. I was looking it up. It's the pilot who's ultimately responsible for all of the operation and safety during the flight. So it could be a 3-pilot crew that are flying. That PIC, or pilot in command, is the captain. So there you go. We're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
第三段的一刚开始呢，其实呢就是回应第二句提到的，要成为飞行员有一些个人的特质跟专注的技能，但是这些就够了吗？第三题后面的句子提到 ，In order to become a pilot, you have to attend flight school and undergo months of demanding training。为了要成为一个飞行员，还需要做的事情就是 attendFlight school, 要去呢参与上这个飞行学校，而且要经过好几个月的非常苛刻的训练。第三题搭配文意，承接前后文意。第三题我们可以选择 A 句。A 选项里面提到 However, having these attributes is just the beginning. 在这里的 attribute 指的是特质，前面第二段提到个人特质，然而拥有这些特质只是开始而已，后面就提到了还要去上学接受训练，所以第三题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。第四个空格前面的句子提到 You'll need additional training and experience to qualify for a commercial airline. 这里提到的是你还需要特定额外的训练跟经验才合格可以成为呢这个商用航空公司的机师。这里的重点就是 a commercial airline. 搭配这样的文意，第四题我们可以选择 F 选项。 Sentence F提到 most airlines require pilots to have a minimum of 3,000 hours of flight experience, including 1,000 hours as a pilot in command. 在这里既然前面提到想要成为合格商业航空公司的机师，那么第四题当然要选择 F 句子里面所提到的大部分航空公司要求的机师要有3000小时的 flight experience 飞行经验，还要包括担任机长身份的飞行时数达1000小时，所以搭配文意，第四题的标准答案就选择 F 选项。接着来看到第五个空格前面的句子提到 Pilots hold the lives of hundreds of people in their hands, so extensive training and experience is necessary.飞行员呢，他们手中掌握的是数百计人的性命，所以当然要有 extensive training and experience, 非常广泛的训练跟经验咯。延续这样的文意，第五题我们可以选择 E 选项。Sentence E 提到For people who dream of taking to the skies and traveling across the world, however, it's all worth it. 那么呢，对于想要呢飞上天或者是环游世界人来讲，这一切都值得。这里提到 it's all worth it. 那么你所有做的这些 extensive training 跟你所有获得的 experience, 那么这些辛苦跟努力都会值得的。所以搭配文意，第五题的标准答案就选择 E 选项。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope that if you have a dream to be a pilot, you'll work hard and make your pilot dreams come true. Please join us again for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.